Station that sounds like Madtown 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We are, of course, in the middle of second date update. You managed to get yourself that first date, but then for some reason you thought it was so awesome you're going to get a second, and then it doesn't happen.
It's like impossible.
Why does this happen?
How do people get second dates without us, Krista?
I really don't know. Well, today we're talking to Chase. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have emailed us because you went out on a date with a young lady by the name of Ella. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us your story.
Yeah. How'd you meet?
All right. Sure. We met on the Do. I don't know if you've used it yet.
No, I've never heard of the. Do you say the Do?
Badoo.
Oh,
Badoo.
Yeah. What's Badoo?
Badoo. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like Tinder. That kind of thing.
Okay. It's a date nap.
And so, yeah. And I started talking to Ella on the app.
Yeah.
And we decided to meet for, like, you know, casual get-together, casual meet-up.
Sure.
Hook up, you know. So I thought everything was going well. We decided to go out to some Chinese food. And to make things easy on us even, we went to some Chinese food near her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And after dinner, we went there. We went to her place. And we started hooking up.
You started, I mean, so.
And it was great. And yeah, we were going at it for a while, but it suddenly stopped. Like, it stopped.
So you're getting hot and heavy.
And I didn't want to stop it. I did not. She stopped it. She was like, you know what? I think I just need to, you know, excuse myself. And she asked me to leave. And I asked if there was anything wrong. She didn't say there was anything wrong, but
yeah.
I kind of felt like there was. I didn't like grill her, like, what's going on? I just wanted to be polite. And I left, and she hasn't called it since.
All right, so kind of let's backtrack. You met on a dating site called Badoo, which, again, I've never heard of this, but, again, they're popping everywhere. So you meet on Badoo, and then you went out for Chinese food near her apartment. You went back there. You got hot and heavy, and then she just kind of stopped everything and then left?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow. Can you think of anything that you might have done?
Leave.
Did you do anything? Did you not do anything? Did you say something?
Were you being selfish?
No. No, I was not being selfish. I don't understand what happened.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do, Chase. We're going to find out why she has decided to, like, leave your place and never call you back. How long has it been since you've talked to her?
It's been, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a long
time. Wow.
All right, my man. Chase, are you ready? We're going to call her.
Yes.
All right, let's do this. A second date update.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ella?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi,
hey,
Ella.
Hey, honey. It's Krista from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. We're doing something called a second date update.
Yeah, you went on a date with a guy named Chase. Well, we say date, more like Chinese and hooking up.
Yes, I recall.
Yeah.
So you do remember going out with Chase. Well, listen, he really likes you. And for some reason, he said you just haven't gotten back to him. Why? What happened? Don't you like him?
I mean, I did. Like, I just kind of, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but like.
Just say it. It's fine.
Okay, so, like, we went out and we were, like, hooking up a little bit, and then we started to get into it, and he's uncircumcised, and I just have never experienced it before, and I was kind of a little freaked out by it.
I see. So you're getting hot and heavy.
Out.
Oh, there
Ella,
he is!
You were freaked out? Come on. I assume you've had, like, experience in your life. And you were freaked out?
Carcella, that's Chase. He's been listening.
So, Ella,
of course I've had in my life, but not with that. So,
yeah. I haven't either.
I mean,
well, what's wrong? What's wrong with it? What's come on, guys. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, I'm very
it's
confused
not a bad
here.
Thing.
So, Ella,
okay.
He just exposed himself to you and it just caught you off guard or like, were you having, like, a panic attack? What was going on? Like, what was going through your head?
Like, a panic attack, but it was just kind of one of those, like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, I just...
yeah.
You know?
Well,
it's the same as everything else. I mean, come on, expose myself. Like, I was like opening my raincoat. No, I was like getting undressed. We were like undressing each other.
I didn't
catch at any point that it got weird until you asked me to leave.
So, Ella, did it turn you off? I mean, again, this is the first time you've seen this. It's kind of like in any situation, like maybe this is the first time you've never seen someone, you know, as small as you have before, as big as you have, or guys seeing a girl who had a post-baby body. I mean, we had on here who was all freaked out because they didn't like the way her body looked. So you just were you just turned off? Were you scared, uneasy? Like you said, you didn't know what to do.
Yeah, totally. All of those things. I feel like it just made me uncomfortable, and I feel like when I'm uncomfortable, I just try to get out of the situation. So that's what happened, and that's why I didn't call him back. So I'm sorry I didn't call you back, but kind of been a while, so I don't know. I'm just surprised that you are really, you know, still harping on this. But
okay, so you were just in it for the casual hookup then?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, I mean, now that it's, you know, long past, the shock has worn off, your heart's not beating so fast anymore, you could expect it now. You know what's lurking beneath, so to speak.
Oh, my. I don't think she likes it.
Yeah, but now that it's past, I don't know, would you guys be open to going back out again? Because we always do cover the cost of if you guys want to go back out again.
It's still going to look the same,
It'll
girl.
Look the same.
Just so you know.
But you'll expect it this time.
Even if I changed it, it would take months to heal.
Oh my.
I don't think she it's her thing. So, all right. Well, you know, you can't really help if you're not attracted to each other naked. I mean, it happens. I mean, you could do it with the lights off, but Ella, you're just not going to have that second date.
I mean, also, like, he called a radio show because I wouldn't get back to him. Like, it's just. It's a little weird for me.
He's determined.
Is this our fault?
I thought it would be fun.
Oh, no.